Good morning. Good morning. It's for many of you who've been here at Grace for a while, having a special guest, Morris and Ayotte Oginga, speak is nothing new for you. But for those of you who are visitors here at Grace or just been here for a short while, we want to introduce Morris and Ayotte to you. Morris and Ayotte, if you'd go ahead and come up to the stage, please. We've been working with Morris and Ayotte, who are our East African hosts and coordinators, working with them since 1998. When they stand in front of us, they represent a number of things. They represent church planting. They represent Grace International Children's Foundation, which is primarily the Luanda Children's Home. They represent Covenant Bible Institute of Theology in Mbale. They represent I Choose You Ministries and a host of other ministries as well. Frankly, they could probably run the country of Uganda if we let them. So, hey, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I greet you all in Jesus' name. I'm happy to be here. I'm smiling because I'm back home. And when you come home, when you have been missing people for a long time and start seeing your people, you feel much at home. Just as you have heard, that's our name. We have been working with this church since 98. I bring you greetings in East Africa because we work in three countries: Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. But all these works, this is the root. They all begin from here. If this church wouldn't love the missions, would have stopped here. But this church received the vision we had, and they put into practice. For sure, we are very, 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 very grateful for this church. You can recall how many years are those? Since 1998. Isn't it a long time? And we have been working together. All the works we are going to talk about, Ebenezer today, where we have reached this church. And that's why I say, I want to thank all the elders, the deacons of this church, Pastor Dave and his wife. I see Keith somewhere. He's around. I saw him somewhere. I see Paul somewhere. I saw a man called Billy. I see Billy left. We are very grateful because you have served together with us. And all the works we can see, it is through your effort. Thank you for keeping the commandments of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. It is not an easy thing, but God, who touched your heart, and you come to Africa there, we are really thankful. Deep in our heart, we are not just talking of things which are not there. We are talking of tangible things, not a work in the briefcase. No. I'm talking of things which people will see even now when we go home. You know, the home I'm talking about, to be with the Lord. Those who will be there will go there and see those works, that this is what our fathers did. And the fathers are now gone enjoying with the Lord. What a joy is that one? There is no inner more joy than that one. In 1 Timothy 2:3, something says, it is a joy before the Lord to see people come to the Lord. It is a joy. The Son of God left everything, the glory, the honor, and became just a little child. 9 months in the mama's stomach. 9 months, God, your creator. What a humiliation is that? What a love is that? His love, he became a little child in a woman's stomach for 9 months. He started like a little child. Don't you think he loves you? And when he was going away, he told his disciple, my father sent me, I send you. They did a good job. It is now our turn. I want to say thank you. I really appreciate deep in my heart for the work you have done. Just working with us. Some churches, where do we go? The pastors whom we began with, when they left, that was the end of it. The people who are there say, but thank God for Grace Community Bible Church for having the focus of serving the Lord. God will reward you abundantly. Come and see what God has done through you. He used you. I invite everybody to come and see. Because Jesus is coming. If he come tomorrow, don't come. Because the work is over. Why should you come? We just wait and meet in heaven and praise his name. Thank you.
Hello. Yes, like Morris said, we are really, really, really so grateful for what the Lord has been doing through you. It's not by our own strength. You know, there are sometimes things that you look at and, you know, we never even dreamt it, that one day, one time, we are going to have 140 churches planted. When you multiply, even if you give each church only 30 people, that is a great big number that you have made disciples to go to heaven. Sometimes we look at this as a small thing, you know, you don't get to know what you are doing. But really this is a life-changing project. You have become real fishers of men. I was telling the people in the first service that there's this musician who died some years back. His name was Jim Reeves. He sang a song saying that this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Sincerely, this world is not our home. Though we are taking a lot of time investing, working so hard. But the truth of the matter is, it is not our home. We are just passing through. And as we are passing through, we are shopping. We are doing something. What are you shopping? That is a question to you. What are you shopping? What are you going with? What are you going to show at the end of the day? Because where we are going, there's a crown waiting for us. What are you going to go with? We have problems. We have troubles. We are getting old. How we started is not we are now. When I just started coming, we had our picture with the Pastor Morris. I was like, wow, who are those two people there? You know, we are changing because this world is not our home. Years to come, all of us, we are not going to be here. There is going to be another generation. But as our generation lives, what have you shopped? You know, we are here to shop. What are we shopping? Are we shopping houses, cars? Very busy with our lives, which is fading. I saw my brother Billy Keller. When he walked in, I remember the first time he came to Uganda, he was really energetic, walking, preaching the gospel like crazy. But right now, he cannot, because he is now weak. But we who are still strong, we who are still having energy to go, what are we doing? What are you shopping right now? We've come to say, the journey continues. There's a saying that aluta continue, meaning that the struggle continues until Jesus comes back. Before he comes, like Morris said, we are going to continue. I know there's a lot of challenges. We are going through struggles. We are crying here and there, but our Lord lives. He is providing. We are crying, there is no money, but we have a rich Father. A Father who is going to continue providing. For us, when COVID came, we never believed we were going to come back and stand before you. It is a miracle that we are standing here. Early this year, my husband got so sick. The back, he had something that was pressing his nerve, and I was like, oh my God, what is going to happen? He went and he did the MRI test. Whatever came out was like, you're going for surgery. I said, no, God, you still have work for him to do. We are still going to push until we go to the soil, because our Redeemer lives. Thank you so much for being obedient. You know, sometimes we don't see it as being obedient. When God says we go, we should go. God is not calling us to just sit, but he's calling us to go. I want to say thank you so much to the teams that have been traveling to East Africa, traveling to Kenya, traveling to Uganda, traveling to Tanzania. It's not easy. I was with someone yesterday. I don't know whether he's here. We had lunch with one gentleman. And he said his wife fears to sit on the plane. Yeah. If it is not about you, you will persevere to sit on this long journey because of the elect. And God comforts you when you are on that plane, because you know where you are going. I tell you, the work you have done in East Africa will never be forgotten. God is going to remember you. The people you talked to, they will always, always remember you. You don't know what you have done in our country. You have changed lives. You have changed youths. You have changed women. You have changed men. You have changed our nation. You have brought life and hope in the lives of our people. Thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for coming. Like Morris said, we are working in East Africa. Right now, East Africa has 6 countries. It has Uganda, it has Kenya, it has Tanzania, it has Rwanda now, it has Burundi, and it has Southern Sudan. We are looking forward to go to Southern Sudan. We have started having contacts in Burundi. I was in Bujumbura last year. For the team that came, you saw a gentleman who came from Bujumbura, John Jean-Pierre. He is now also struggling to see that he can also do what we are doing in Uganda. I was blessed to go there last year, and that's where we got this beautiful church. This word Bujumbura is the capital of Burundi. The gospel there is really, really needed. People are desperate. We were blessed to go to prisons, and we talked to thousands of prisoners. We were able to preach house to house. We did a crusade. We had a women's conference. And the women told me that was their first time to have a women's conference. We had a topic, women of faith. And we are looking forward to go back to Bujumbura. We are looking forward to go back to Kenya. This year, in the month of June, we are going to having a big women's conference in Kenya at Pastor Timothy's place in Kapenguria, and we're going to look at all the churches around in Kapenguria. In fact, I'm here to say, mamas, start preparing your shoes. Time has come to go again. We want you to come. You came to Uganda. We are now looking forward to see you in June in Kapenguria. We want you to experience what God is doing in the other part of Africa. Please, we need your support. Still, the struggle continues. Church planting this year went so well. Thank you so much for sacrificing. I know most people, as COVID came, they were like, oh my God, we don't want to go there and die there. What if COVID finds me there and I'm cornered there and then I die there? Yes, we bury you, but your soul is in heaven. You go to be with the Lord. Yes, I remember in the Bible, the disciples, when they went, they really went. And they died in the field. It's a blessing to die serving the Lord. To die in the field and they say, yes, that brother, that sister, he was buried there in the land of Uganda. But he had gone for a mission, and that will always be remembered. What a joy to serve the Lord. God has been so faithful. God has been so good to us. We had no money. In fact, we don't even have money to come here. But God has always provided through you. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you so much for being faithful and listening to the word of God and his voice, and being not only hearers, but you have been the doers, because God has sent you and you have obeyed and you have come. Please continue until Jesus comes back. Don't give up, because we are not the kind that give up. We are the kind that is going to keep pushing until our Lord comes back. Yes, the church planting continues. The churches are doing so well, despite some challenges, but you know, challenges are always for us. Without challenges, we cannot grow. Despite of all the challenges we are going through, the churches want to report that the churches are doing so well. We have pastors, we have deacons, we have all the members, and they sent their love and greetings to you. We planted churches in Tanzania. Continue praying for them. They are also growing in the midst of being in the middle of Muslims. We are continuing doing evangelism even in your absence. We continued. This year, 2 weeks ago, we had evangelism. We went to this Muslim domain place in our areas, and we are glad to say that we had 20 Muslims trust Christ. Amen. We have so many Muslims around. Muslims are producing more and more children. But we said, as they produce children, we are going to go for them, those children, and we are going to win them for Christ.
Yeah, I stand here. Still, we want to say thank you for the hospitality you have offered to us all these years. My coming to America all these years, I paid nothing. Can you believe that? Through you have paid my ticket to come to America. Many people struggle. You have paid everything for us. When we come here, you take us everywhere. You buy for us food, nice bed. We sleep well. We wake up. What a joy My brothers, thank you so much for always opening your homes for us, that we can come. From day one, this church has been the one doing all this. Even sending us to other churches who had joined, it is through this church. Thank you for loving the Lord. We still continue inviting you to come. I want to call upon the youth of this church. Youths. I don't know where you will marry. I don't know. You may get married very far, but don't leave God behind. Where you reach there, tell them, we have a church in Africa. I will lead you there. There's somebody there. Just to come and do the work of God. Before Joshua passed, Moses passed on, he was a great leader of the people. You know, when God sees us, it's not the way people see us. I was telling the people, I was a fisherman, but God was seeing me as a pastor. They hid Moses in the reeds. God was seeing Moses as a redeemer of the children of Israel from Egypt. Joseph was in Egypt as a slave. But God was not done what God was seeing. David was just a shepherd of the sheep. But his brother saw him as a shepherd who can do nothing. But God was seeing him as a king of Israel. You don't know what God is seeing you. What you are seeing you is not what you are supposed to be. There's a plan for you. Just want you to say yes. And God is going to use you. When Moses was sending Joshua and Caleb, he did not know that Joshua will be the one to take over. That was God's secret. That day when God told him, go and bring Joshua, is when Moses understood, this man I was sending is the one taking this man to the promised land. In our language, we say a forest without little trees is a dead forest. The youth, you don't know how important you are. You are the pastor for tomorrow, the elder for tomorrow, deacons for tomorrow. You are the one going to make grace to continue. And so I say, we need you. I don't mind where you go. What I want is from you. Please, when you die, can you protect this work until the Son of God returns? He will reward you. He's a blessing God. You do his work. That is the only way. My brothers in Grace Community, the best of the best can you invest, and you will see, is through the evangelism. When you reach in heaven and you see those people whom you have walked in their house, I'm telling you, you're going to see those people forever. That's the money never expire. The things of God will pass away, but that one will not pass away. Thank you so much for being part of us.
Yes, we told you we are working in Uganda, we are working in Kenya, we are working in East Africa, we are church planters, but also we are taking care of children. Uganda right now has a population of 5 million children who are orphaned without mamas, without daddies. So many kids around the streets, roaming around, scavenging, eating in the trash, having no help. We would like to say thank you again for standing with us, with starting Grace International Children's Foundation. Right now at Grace International, we have 140 kids that we are taking care of. Amen. And that is because of your support standing with us. I want to assure you, without you, we wouldn't have done it by ourselves. And without you loving God, this wouldn't have been possible. Some of these children would like to tell you that some of the kids that we started with have graduated from the university and from trade schools. Some of them have started working. We have some who are already working even with us now at the children's home. We have two girls that are working with us. We have Mercy, she's working as a program director at Ruru and the Children's Home. She graduated. And then we have Betty also, who is working as the social worker at the Children's Home. It is such a blessing to see these children come from nothing to something. We have many who are going to be graduating. And as they graduate and we resettle them, we continue bringing in more. We have not only started the Rwanda Children's Home or Grace International Children's Foundation, because like I said, the need is great. We have also some children who are sleeping on the streets, who had nowhere to go. When you go there, you see them scavenging, begging for food, eating in trash. You all don't know what we throw outside. There is something that people don't want. But that is where they are getting their food. You find them sometimes dead on the streets. They have nothing to cover. They have no future. So we decided to start also giving some of them hope, because the need is great. We can't take all of them. We started up another organization called I Choose You Ministry. In I Choose You, we have now 58 children that we are taking care of, removing them from the streets. And out of those 58 kids of I Choose You, 20 of them are living in my house. We are keeping them at our home. Our home is like a school. When you get to my house, it's like I have a school at home. But we have really been blessed by having those children, because I've seen one of the children, like Darlington. He graduated, he did information technology. He's the one who is now, we have a projector these days in our church. He's the one doing that. His first salary, he decided to buy our church a drum set from his savings, from his earnings. We have Paul, who is now a lawyer. He has started sponsoring one of the children at the children's home, thanking God for what God has done in his life. It is really a real changing process. Thank you so, so much. And it is our plea that please don't just be listening whenever we come. Actually, our coming is not just to entertain you. Thank you, Pastor David, and the leadership of this church for giving us this opportunity to stand before you. But our cry is that come and see where you are investing. Come and see where your money is going. Come and be part of this great work. Come and teach at the Bible College. We need teachers for the Bible College, by the way. Come and teach. We need people to come and stand alongside us and work at the children's home. If you are retired here, in our country, we don't have a retirement age. No. It's about your legs. If you can sit on the plane and come, you are welcome. Come and work alongside us. We need you. Women, I want by the time I leave here to know the women who are going to come for the women's conference. This time, no excuse. Because I have a belief that you teach one woman, you have taught the whole village. Because you know church, everything home starts with us mamas. Please. I wish you know what is going on down there. You would be wondering, why does she always want to do women's conference? But that's how we are teaching our women, and then our women teach our children. And then we have a better country. Yeah.
We have again another project called King's Kids. King's Kids in Africa, we began this work also. Also taking children outside whom the parent cannot care for. But this one we do at the site, at the church site. We build a building at the site, and there we bring these kids there, and they have a house mother. Every house has 10 children. So, and the pastor of the site take care of these children. And so we have now our 11 churches, which this work is taking place. So we have 100 children who are in these sites. All this because of the brothers here giving generously to God. These works will always be remembered. And these works are continuing. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a lot of needs. Whenever we come, we're like, okay, there is this, there is that, there is that. But you have always stood with us. We do water wells. Thank you so much for contributing towards the water well at Bonimi Church. Those people, they really had problems of bad water. But through your efforts, they were able to drill a water well. The Bible College is continuing. Thank you for supporting the Bible College. The Bible College is the backbone of the ministry, because without training our people, there is no way we can continue with the church planting. It's a real, real need. Another thing I forgot to tell the other congregation, you pray with us that God may provide. Our church is like kind of breaking down. Our main church in Mbali has grown. And you know, I don't know whether you heard about the floods that came, and we lost so many people in our town. Those floods claimed almost 40 lives. So many people died. You know, the floods were just at our church, that river at our church, that is what flooded. And I remember that one Sunday morning, even praying was not there because we were trying to remove the bodies from the water. And the water was too much that came almost up to our schools up this way. And our church, by the time we built it, we did not have money. People just contributed. There is no money that was sent here to build our church. So it is really cracking down. Pray that it does not collapse and fall on people, because it is sinking right now. So we pray that God provides that we may be able to put up a new building. People have started in our church to contribute. They bought some stones because they are concerned, but the work is great, and you know, building a church in town is not easy. So you continue praying for us. Apart from that, we want to say thank you so much for giving us your time, giving us time to stand here and talk to you, being a part of this, not giving up on us. You have always been there for us despite of the problems, not because you have, but because you have the love of God. May God bless you.
As I wind up, I want to give you the last thank you. When we began this work, we had 78 churches. Now, these 78 churches we began with, they were not finished in outside and inside. Down floor was dust. But we are thankful for brothers and sisters in America. Out of these churches, which were 78, 38 are now finished. And they look so nice. I want to say thank you so much for doing this. And so we say, don't get tired of us. Our God is a big God. And we know this friendship will continue. And we pray those who will come up, they may also absorb this friendship so that this work may continue. I want to say you are most welcome. The field is still open. The people who came last year, you saw this year. Is it this year? Yes, you saw. The children, we could not fit in that church. We could not fit on that church. The children are enough for that church. Only the children. But really, we thank you for that. We passed through the COVID, and I think people's ears were open that God is the only source of life, because they saw people die in COVID time. The Bible says, God says, I will what? I will threaten the world. And I think God has threatened us a bit. He has shaken the world. Time of COVID, everywhere, all over the world was shaken. Everyone was confused. Is that not shaking the world? But I thank God we are saved. We passed through COVID, we fell sick. We thought we are going away, but I tell you, God is so good. After that, we are still alive, we are standing and walking. So I just want to say, you are most welcome. The work is still on. But when the Son of God appears tomorrow or today, or now, please don't come. But before that, please, you are welcome. May God bless you. Thank you.
What I'd like you to do is stand with me. We're going to pray for Morris and Ida. And let me just say this. I was one of those members on that team, and it was this year. And a number of us went. You will never regret going. You will be well fed, well protected. It's a beautiful country, and it's surreal how people respond to the gospel. You'll lead more people to Christ in 2 days than you will a lifetime here. No, in 1 day. No, in 1 afternoon, you will lead more people to Christ. And so think about that if you've ever desired to go over there. You will be a trip of a lifetime. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for the work you're doing in East Africa. We thank you for the way you've used Morris and Ida, for the people who've responded to the gospel, to the elders, the pastors, the deacons, the congregations that have arisen. We're thankful that the work continues. We continue to pray for your hand of protection over them, and we continue to pray for Morris and Ida as they go from various places, from here to speak to other churches, and we pray for their safety and for some relaxation, and Lord, we just pray for a safe journey back for them home. Thank you for their ministry and for their zeal for you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Great job.